Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Elnora. I'm here with you today. Gil will be here in a second. So welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today is going to be New Year's resolutions. Hi, Gil. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? And I got a big old fat resolution.
What's that?
I'm going to lose some weight.
You are?
I say it every year and lie. Every year, I come up with the same results.
Okay. So what are you looking for the results to be this year, Jim?
I'm looking for the results to be this year. I know I got to stop drinking pop. I got to stop drinking those energy drinks.
Uh-huh.
And I got to stop drinking, eating so much junk food. You know what I mean? That unnecessary eating, you know, potato chips and, you know, 3 and 4 cookies here to add up to 30 a day. I got to stop doing that. You know, I got this diabetes, and I'm kind of like in kind of denial of it and stuff, you know.
Well, to be perfectly honest about your guilt, I don't have a problem with my weight. Now, sure, I got a little love handle here, a little something going on around the midsection, but it ain't that bad. I've seen worse on younger.
Okay.
So I'm fine with it. What I like to do is get healthy.
Okay. Get more healthy.
It's about getting help. It's about being able to walk a block without going, somebody help me.
Going up the set of stairs.
I can do the stairs now. But, you know, getting healthy, I think, is what we should be looking for instead of the whole lose the weight thing. Because you can get down and drop all that weight off, but you ain't nothing wrong with you. You got a little playground there.
Yeah, you got a playground.
And everybody needs a little playground. But, you know, it's about getting healthy because you can lose the weight and still be unhealthy.
Yeah.
So you
that
gotta,
is true.
You got to go
to we should have one of those nutritionists with us, you know what I'm saying? One of those people from, North Commons, you know what I'm saying? That was that place down there on Plymouth. North Point.
Yeah, North Point.
Yeah, because they real good, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, trying to, you know, instruct you on how to help prepare nutritious meals and stuff and balanced meals. You know, they're real good at that thing and stuff, you know, because they really helped me when I was going through the educational part of these diabetes because I really didn't know, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they had a couple courses and stuff that they had set up, and it was real, real informative.
Okay, well, if there's any nutritionists out there listening to us today, please give us a call. The number is 347-215-9262. Again, that number is 347-215-9262.
And I think you got to put a 1 in front of it, too.
Yeah, a 1. Okay, we have a caller whose last 4 digits are 5400. Let's see. Okay, caller. Oh, that ain't her. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
Fine. My name's Kendra.
Hey, Kendra. How you doing?
Hi.
I was hearing
about y'all talking about the New Year's resolution.
All right. You got some?
Yeah, I do.
But
I have
but
one.
But you gonna do different.
My career goals, I would say, the most.
Your career goals?
Yeah.
Hey, now that's something positive. Now, I'd like to hear that. By the way, how old are you, Kendra?
21.
You're 21? Now, that's why I like to hear a 20-year-old black sister talk. Are you married?
No, sir.
Have you got any kids?
No, sir.
Wow. And you're talking about going to school and career?
Yeah, I'm currently already in school. I have work. I have a lot of positive goals in my life already.
Okay. So what is this New Year resolution? What, you going to extend the goals?
Yeah, I mean, I have to put my priorities first. I've been doing it all last year, but, you know, I feel like I should increase more this year, even if it doesn't matter if the years change, just every day, you know, apply something new. Hello?
Oh, hello. I was just listening to you. I was talking to my co-host and about a little something. But now you were saying that you're gonna your New Year revelation is to lay a pin, like what, further your education?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what it's all about. You know, we're listening to Blog Talk Radio from Mad Dads, and our number is 1-347-215-9262. And anybody out there that made out some new revelations that they want to lay up and reveal and share with us, you know, call us. So, Kendra, your last four is what, 5,400?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, are you completely committed to holding on to these goals this year?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm completely committed and determined. I mean, you got to have that in order to have a plan and to get your plan off, you know.
That's right. I mean, have you written? You know something? They told me, I mean, I'm talking about these career professionals. They told me that to really have an effective resolution is that you have to write it down. Have you written anything down?
No, not currently. I think I'm doing more of the acting instead of writing it down, but that could be a good help for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should write the things down. So then, you know, that periodically we can go back to them, look at them and stuff, you know what I'm saying, see our different advances and stuff, you know what I'm saying, see what we procrastinating and stuff, because that's my problem, you know. I have a problem. Like, you know, I paid the YMCA all last year and only went to the gym 3 times. You know? I'm serious. People was like, you know, my girl was like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, Gil, you're crazy. You don't want to go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it wasn't ideal not wanting to go. It was the idea that I didn't have the time. I couldn't really structure, you know what I'm saying? But this year, I'm going to be more attentive to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean,
like,
but at the same time, you have to also want it as much as the other people want it. Because if you don't want it, you're not going to be so enthusiastic to do it in the first place, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's my problem, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like most men, is that, you know, I'm a little bit conceited. You know, I think that, hey, I'm satisfied with the way I look, and anybody else who don't like it, lump it. I need
right.
to stop that. Yeah, I know I need to stop that. But again, this is Mad Dad Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and tonight we have our support group meeting, and it's going to be from 5 to 7. And we're located at 3023 4th Avenue South, and we just appreciate and would love for the community to come out and get involved. I know it's a cold night, but, you know, just come out, get involved, man, you know, speak your mind, and hear what we have to say. We have all type of resources that's available to the people that come. So just come on out and mingle and see what you have. Kendra, do you ever go to the meetings?
Yes, I go successfully every Tuesday and Thursday, yes.
Okay. I mean, has it brought in any clarity to your life?
It has. It's changed my life and the people around me. You know, it really helped me out where I couldn't turn to nobody. So.
And, you know, I like that too. Because, see, that's what, you know, the group is all about, you know. It's about getting off and involved in our young people's lives and actually making a difference. You know what I'm saying? Just not talking about it, but, you know, by being about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, it gives us another positive perspective and stuff where we can let him reflect the changes that in our lives. And I think these kids that are we around every day, I think they need to see that, hey, what has Kendra did to change? You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
You know, I know you to be an attractive young lady, and I know you to be an intelligent young lady. I know you have that gift of poetry, and I know that people of both genders are looking at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, you are a positive role model. You know what I'm saying? I'm so proud to know you. So we have another call
Thank
on
you.
The phone. Let me see who this is. Don't go nowhere, Kendra. Hello? This is, hello, this is Blog Talk Radio. This 1002. Okay, I got somebody here on hold. Let me hear what they talking about. Hello. Hello. This 5270. 5270. Okay. Now, so we're going back to Kendra because Kendra, she wants to talk. How you doing, Kendra? You still there?
I'm doing great. I'm still here.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I was talking to these other people. I guess they just want to listen to the program. They don't want to speak. You know? So I had to put them on hold. So, but other than that, so again, Kendra, you say you done made some resolves that this year is going to be what? More prosperous or it's going to be
yes,
more?
Sir.
So we are talking about prosperity, huh?
Yes, sir.
We talking about financial prosperity?
I would say all of the above.
Amen. Amen. Because I think that, you know, like a lot of times, you know, that we get materialistical and stuff, and we lay up here and we put our goals so lofty that when we lay up here and we find ourselves underachieving, we get a sense of failure, you know.
Right.
And I don't really think it's a thing of failure when a person lays up here and decides they want to lay up here and try something different, you know. You know
right.
what I mean? Cause like you know, sometimes you know it's like you said about the motivational thing, you know. Sometimes you just got to lay up here and gird yourself up, you know. Cause I know that's my experience, you know, is that that I be laying up there and I be saying, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go to the gym every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'll go Monday, and Wednesday and Friday don't last till 2 months later.
Right.
Know? So what I have to do, I have to become more focused, you know what I'm saying, and more concerned for my physical health. Because like Nora was saying about, you know, losing the weight is one thing, stuff, but, you know, changing to a healthier lifestyle is more important.
Yeah, I mean, and then it also helped with, like, stress. Like, I took this college course, and it was talking mostly about, you know, stress and how you can reduce it and stuff like that, you know, and it's all about your day-to-day life and how physical and fit you are. You know, if you feel like you're comfortable with the weight that you are or, you know, you want to do better, it's up to you. But if you know, it's all about being comfortable with yourself. So
yeah, that's right. You know, and you know, that's, you know, and you know, and I'm glad you brought that up because see, a lot of people and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, they be, you know, they jolly, and you know what I'm saying? They might be a little bit, you know, tad overweight and stuff like that, but they happy with themselves, you know?
All right.
And I think that's, like you said, I think that's more important for you to be happy, you know, because you got all this pressure on these kids out there, you know, to lay up here and wear this type of shoe, to wear this type of pants, because, you know, like we ride the bus, right? And
right.
You've been on the bus and you've heard these conversations. Well, you know, kids identify, you know, I'm Gucci down from the socks, my drawers, my pants, my T-shirt, my hoodie. You know what I'm saying? I'm Gucci down and I don't wear that because, you know, that type of stuff, you know. And they so fixated on trying to be representative to something that's going to let them bring an identity to their personality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if I'm putting that right, but, you know, by you being a younger person, you know, like when in the era in which I came up and stuff, you know, like if you know when you wanted to live up here and get clean and stuff, you know what I'm saying? That was representative of what type of expression you was trying to put out there to the young ladies and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That I'm suave, I'm debonair, that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing these, you know, Stacey Adams, you know, man, you know what I'm saying? And if I had on some khakis, they was, you know, they was creased to the, you know, to the teeth, that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, so like what you said about a person being comfortable within themselves, you know what I'm saying, in the perimeters of themselves, that's important. We need to have these kids understand that, hey, that they have to be comfortable with who they are.
Right.
And not let somebody else, you know what I'm saying, define who they are.
I mean, I think also, like, that's where, you know, the youth, I can only speak on the ones that I know of that lack, and that I see that lack, you know, personality because they so busy, you know, working on how their image going to look to other people that when it comes to the personality or getting a job or getting, you know, something that's going to benefit them, they have no experience or they have, you know, they don't have nobody that can tell them or teach them, well, this is what you can do, this is what you should do, this is how you should represent yourself and, you know, finding out who you are or who you want to be or what you want.
You're amazing in your life. Again, we got the number 1002. Are you on the line?
Yes.
That's you?
Yes.
Hello. That's you, Kendrick?
No, that's Kendrick.
Okay, I thought your number was 5400. Thank you?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
5400?
I think that's me, Otto.
Okay. I got this other 5270. 5270, are you online? Hello? Or you just want to listen today? All right, that's cool. So, Kendra, again, you know what I'm saying? I guess I got you for the whole show then. Yeah, I got you for the whole show. So, again, so you saying that you're the baby? You made these different resolutions, and they say two callers. I'm trying to find these callers. Hello, caller? All right, let me try this one. Hello, caller? Let me call this one. Hello, caller? You're live on the show. You're live on the show. Okay. Okay. Hello, did I lose you, Kendra? All right, did I lose you, Kendra?
No, sir. I think we're, like, losing signal. I can't hear you. Yes. No.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm back in focus. So. So what what about your friends, Kendra? You got? Did y'all share any information about concerning what y'all are gonna do this for this year?
I mean, I have family. I don't call everybody, you know, my friend. I socialize with them, but you know, your question was, did I discuss with them? I mean, they discussed with me, and I sort of stated what I wanted to do for the year, you know. With them, but not really, you can say.
Okay, okay. Because, you know, I be surrounded by a lot of people, you know, and a lot of times, you know, even over this, in the course of the week, this weekend, you know, we had sat around and we had told everybody, you know, telling each other what we were going to do, for this coming year. So we was just trying to hold that stuff into perspective. Yeah, Rick, I'll be with you. Hold that stuff into perspective, you know. But man, but they just like me. They procrastinators. They'll up here. They'll say they gonna do this. They gonna do that. But then we don't. I'm trying to get that person off a hold.
Okay, you know? We have we're looking for 5270.
Hello.
There you go. Hi, 5270. Are you there? Hello, I can hear you. Last four digits of your phone number is 5270. Okay, I guess they want to listen and not talk. Hello? Going once? Going twice. Are you there, caller? Okay, I guess they just want to listen in. Kendra, we're back.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, if you'd like to call and talk with us, the number is 347-215-9262. Just call in and tell us what you got going on for the upcoming year. Kendra, you've talked a lot about what you got going on. What have you left behind? What are you leaving behind in 2011?
I left behind, like, negative energy, like, people that stress me out. I would say people that's not even worth me wasting my breath on, you know, let alone my time.
That's good. That's good. Changing place sequencing. That's a good start, you know. From what I've been sitting back listening at your whole conversation, and you seem like a young woman with a good head on her shoulders, knows what she wants in life, and is on the road to getting it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so again, that number is 347-215-9262. Kendra, I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to try and get that caller again. The last four digits of that number is 5270. Caller, if the last four digits of your phone number is 5270, you're on the line now. Okay, they're gone. Okay, so my name is Nora. I'm here at Blog Talk Radio. And do give us a call. The number is 347-215-9262. And I'd also like to let you know that we are having our group tonight, the Tuesday Night Support Group. It's going to be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The address is 3023 4th Avenue South. That's on 4th Avenue just past Lake Shooting. It's going to be on the left-hand side at the Fathering Center. Do come out and join us this evening. We do have a free buffet dinner, and we do provide daycare, free daycare, no cost to you, everything's free. And at the end of the evening, we'll also have a little something for you to take home. We do have a closet, and that's the surprise closet. There's no telling what you might find inside. We have clothing. We have movies. We have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's also free. Come out and talk with the guys. Give them a little bit of what you got to say, and they'll give you a little bit of what they got to say, and we're just coming out and have a fun, safe, and joyful evening with us. And again, that address is 3023 4th Avenue South, and it starts at 5 and ends at 7. So, we do like to hear from you. We're asking you to call in to 347-215-9262. So, Kendra, I know you're still there. Is there anything else you'd like to say tonight?
No, not really. I mean, I would just encourage people to come because you never know what you'll learn and, you know, what you're missing out on. And, you know, when you look at it, what do you have to lose? Like, really, you know, you spend other time doing negative stuff. Why don't you spend time doing something that'll benefit you in a positive way? The Mad Dads do offer a lot of programs. You know, that I'm a proven factor that it changed my life and changed a lot of my mother life, you know, a lot of stuff that stressed me out. you know, it changed and it lifted it off. And when I didn't have nobody to fall, you know, to look towards, I had my dads, and they were there, you know. So I would say come, support, and, you know, check it out.
Great. Thanks for that endorsement, Kendra. And Kendra, it seems that you've gone through the program over there. And what is it about that program that you liked most? What did you get out of it most that you, if you had to say one thing?
I would say the relationship with my mother. My mother, you know, she went through her things with her drug and stuff, and now I can say that she's not doing it anymore. We have a better, strong relationship. And I can say, to be honest, that both of my parents, you know, are not no longer on drugs. So, and that's all because of Mad Dad, you know. So.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to you and congratulations to them, especially to them, Kendra. You know, it seems like you guys are coming together and you're getting along really good. I'm very happy that Mad Dad has had a hand in that. But we all Mad Dads do this in partnership with Urban Ventures, the Fatherland Center. We work closely with John Turnham, C. Jack Strotter, and Stan Hill. And we'd also like to say thanks to them for all the help that they've given us over the years. That meeting is held every Tuesday night at 3023 4th Avenue South at the Fatherland Center. Come on out and speak to everybody. Let us help you. Help us to help you by coming on out. I mean, if you come out and you don't feel like saying nothing, you don't have to. And if you do, you'll have an opportunity to speak your mind as long as you do it in a respectful way. So back to you, Kendra. You were saying that it helped you in your relationship with your mom and the rest of your family. I mean, was this something that happened overnight, or is it like everything, a process?
It was a process. It was a long, you know, painful process. And I had a thing with, I didn't know how to forgive, you know, those that hurt me, and Mad Dad and the directors and everything like that. They helped me cope with that. You know, you guys do offer a lot of programs for people that still, you know, don't know where to go, don't know who to turn to, have a lot of pain and anger against their parents or, you know, other things like that. Like, I would say, you know, it changed my life. Like, it's a stress relief.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm truly glad that you got a lot of that and it made a difference in your life. You know, that's what Mad Dad is all about, trying to make the difference in the lives of others by giving them selfishly of themselves. You know, the greatest resource that we have. People like you are the greatest resource that we have to get the message across about what Mad Dad is about. As you know, Minneapolis Mad Dad's president, B.J. Smith, is not only the local president, but he recently became the speak on his pride, determination, dedication to the organization and how much of himself he put into it. And Mad Dad is still here going strong. You know, as strong as ever. And I just want you to keep coming out. You haven't stopped coming out, have you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We'd just like to ask you to keep coming out. You know, and just keep up the good work. Keep working on yourself. Keep working with your parents, you know. And keep doing the right thing. And, you know, as always, if there's any problems you can't deal with or can't handle, we're always here for you. Gail. I took over, and I'm glad to have you back.
I'm back. I had to conduct a little business.
Businessman, go ahead.
Business, that's right. And at the end of the day, I'm just so happy, man, that, you know, since so many of you called into the show. And we're more than willing and able and capable of receiving everybody that's going to come to the meeting tonight. Again, the meeting is at 5, from 5 p.m., to 7 p.m. We have free daycare. We have a free buffet-type meal. And we give away some meats to take home. So come and be a part of us tonight.
Okay, Gail, I see we have a late caller. And that number is last four digits, 6921. Let's go see if we can get this call up right quick. Carl, are you there? Last four digits, 6921.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jerome, how you doing there, good buddy?
Hey, Mr. Gill, what's going on, man? I just wanted to call and thank you, man, for all the work you're doing for the kids and the adults in Minnesota and those people a blessing, man. I know where you come from, and I know where you've been, man, and I see the work that you're doing, man, and it's a blessing, man. I'm talking about to see one of the guys that I come up with, you know, change, man. I'm talking about make that transition, you know, because it's a lot of gear. We just scared to make that transition. You know, we come from the guttermost to the utmost now. People just scared to change, man. So I just want to encourage you, brother, just to keep doing what you're doing, man. And I know it ain't no easy job, man, but I know sacrifice got to be made, man. And if God is with you, man, can't no man be against you, Jack. And I just want to tell you, man, just keep on doing what you're doing, man. And you said something about a New Year's resolution, man. My New Year's resolution, man, is to keep doing what I'm doing. I work for the Salvation Army, man, and I help the homeless people. And sometimes it gets kind of rough, God. I got to remember, man, them is our people, them is God's children, and that's what we were put on this earth for, man, to help one another and stop the violence, man, stop all the hatred and the stealing and the killing over small stuff, man. And we need to, you know, go to the schools and talk to the kids, man, because they is the future. But if their mama's on crack and their daddy's on dope, you know, who there to take care of, man? So it's our job to try to reach out to them, man, and show them, man, that we've been through what they're going through. And like them people say all over the world, man, if you don't watch what you're doing, you'll find yourself doing something that you don't want to be doing, and that's time, life in prison. You know about that. I know about that. So, man, I'm just saying, man, keep up the good work, man, and I support y'all, man. I need to get out a little more, but like I say, I'm working down the Salvation Army. I'm going out to the VA trying to help the homeless veterans, you know. And that's what I do, man. You know, it's just a change, you know. And that's what it's about, man. It's about changing your life, man, trying to do something right, man, and quit doing all that old crooked, silly stuff, you know. Because you know what that's going to get you, man.
That's right. That's right. See, you know, like, I'm just so happy, man, saying, you know, you returned the call, man. You took this opportunity to speak up, to speak out at us, man. Because, like, you know, we're my whole thing for this whole year, man, is I want to have a reflective image of what I talk about, you know.
Yeah.
And like you say, man, you know, we got to be that change in the community where people can lay up here and look at us and say, well, hey, man, Jerome did it, Gil did it, I can do it, you know? And that's what I'm really, I stay prayed up, man, because I really want that to happen. You know, I want that to become a reality. I want all those, man, that have been a part of the destructive elements of our communities to lay up here, man, and, to become the reformers, you know what I'm saying? Because, see, we made this game up. You know what I'm saying? We made this game, man. And we the ones that laid up here and brought about the Constitution. We the ones that writ the laws and stuff like this here, man. And we're the ones that got to lay up here and bring about a change because, see, we know what that negative thinking has brought about. It's brought about the whole collapse of our community, right?
Yeah.
So now, man, we're trying to do some stuff that's going to lay up here and benefit this community. It's going to uplift this community, man. Like you said, we're born to be helpers and servers, you know? And
yeah.
we got to go up here, man, and say not only just, you know, just talk about this stuff, we got to be about this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So what type of revolution have you laid up and decided you're going to make this year?
Oh, man, my resolution, man, is just to keep giving and keep giving and keep giving, and, man, and stay prayed up, man, and keep talking to the brothers and sisters that struggle from the disease of addiction because, you know, I, too, once suffered from that same disease. And my thing is just to keep on helping people, man, and, you know, just let people know, man, if you can change, somebody else can change, and that's where it go, man. Each one teach one, you know, and that's what I'm getting out of this thing, man. And try to stop smoking these cigarettes, man.
Yeah, you smoke a lot of cigarettes, Rick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, but ain't no problem, hey, Jerome. Check this out. Last time I seen you, like buffed up, man.
Yeah, so, man. I had to
you hitting the gym?
Yeah, I go to the YMCA, man, and I go down to the Salvation Army and try to get my little work on because, you know, the cigarette can or something, man. You know, I got to try to get rid of, but I ain't put it on no resolution. So every time I try to do that, it don't work. So, you know, I got to just do what I do, man. And right now, man, my whole thing, man, is just trying to get out here, man, and just help our people, Gil. I'm talking about they suffering, man, and they've been led the wrong way, man. And like you said, man, we was a part of that destruction. So it's time for us to step up to be black men and give back, man. And that's what I do, man, you know, no matter what, man. You know, I ain't got to have no relationship with you to help you. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, amen. I like how you put that. I ain't got to have no relationship with you in order to help you. And we got to let people think just as unselfishly, just like you just said it too, Jerome. You know, I don't got to have no relationship with you to help you. And that was beautifully put. I'm going to start using that, man. That was the first of the year. I ain't got me something to put off into my Rolodex. I ain't got to have no relationship with you to help you.
Nah, man, that's what we do, man. That's what God put on our heart. And that's what we got to do, man, you know. We got to continue to do the work, man. And if you continue to do the work, I'm talking about even through the good and the bad times, man, just don't do nothing. Just sit back and wait on God, man. And he's going to bring you out of whatever you're going through. He's going to bring you out of it, man. And you know that, Gil. And a lot
that's
of more
right.
people in the world know that, man. It's just when we start taking our will back, man, that's when, you know, we can't go through a little through bumps and bruises. You know, that's just life on life terms. You ain't got to go out there and rob nobody, kill nobody, man, because you lost your job or some old dumb stuff like that, man. Just sit back. And you believe in God, just wait on it, man. Have a little hope and a little faith. It'll come through for you. You know, time's rough, but these people in Minnesota, man, they stuck together, man. It's the only state I've been in. Well, I don't care where you at, man. These people going to come out and help you. If you hungry in Minnesota, and you homeless, that means you just stop on the next corner down the street because they got food on every corner because you ain't going to go home. They got help for you.
That's right.
The drug addict up here is overweight. So that means you know they ain't real drugs. They're using no way. They synthetic. So why
that's
you?
Right. That's right, man. I be telling people, I be saying them. I be like, man, y'all the most fattest crackheads I've ever seen. You know?
In my life. Hey, Gil, but let me get off this phone, man. Let me get a couple more people your number, man. Some people, man, that's trying to do some work, man. Just need to get it plugged with some people like y'all, man, so we can make this thing happen, man.
Hey, Jerome.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, make that one of your New Year revelations right there. Is to put our number in the mouths of people, man, down at that Salvation Army, down at the Veterans Administration, man, and let them have a voice, man. They you know, I'm here every Tuesday from 1 to 2 o'clock, you know.
Okay.
So and it's Blog Talk Radio, and you know what I mean, and it goes national. It goes all across the United States. You know,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it goes all across the United States. So, if y'all want to give a shout out, man, saying you want to let Penn get in touch with some people in Mississippi, Colorado, man, saying Hawaii, wherever. You know what I'm saying? Give them my number, man, saying, hey, and tell them let their voice be known. Because if we want everybody to understand that we serve a universal community, that our community is not only one suffering from the ill effects, man, saying, of drugs, unemployment, bad educational systems and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And this is a universal problem that's affecting all impoverished communities, you know?
I got you.
So, Jerome, give our number out to man, Sam, so we can talk. Because there's a lot of people down in the Salvation Army I'd like to love to give a shout out to. I'd love to hear their opinion. What's that? What's his name? Paul?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, have Paul to call us, man, on 1-2.
Matter of fact, I call Paul and give him the number when I hang up, man. You know, Paul always got a word of encouragement, man. You know,
yeah.
What he go through, man. He still do what he do, you know?
That's
and right. He's been spit on, hit upside the head. He still smile at you and tell you, I love you, brother. Give me a hug, man. He just keep on coming back till you get it.
That's what we got to do, man. We got to keep on coming back. So have Paul there and give us a call.
Yeah, I'm give you a call, Guillermo. I'll try to get up with my guy Mike and have him give you a call today too before you get out of there.
All right, I got like another 5 minutes.
Okay, let me call him up.
All right. All right,
have a nice day, man.
What do you
think?
So, it's good talking to friends, isn't it, Gil?
Yes, it is.
Friends make the world go round if they're the right one.
If they're the right one.
That's why I'm glad to have a friend like you, Gil.
Okay. She's giving up on me.
Gil and I have a joke. Every time he goes in his pocket, my hand is out. And he went in his pocket, so my hand went out.
That's my one of my New Year's revelations is that not to give friends money.
Don't you know it's more blessed to give than to receive?
I thought
and
that
I
too.
Want you to be blessed. I want you to be real.
You hear
blessed.
That, callers? You want me to be real blessed?
Yes, I want you to be real blessed, Gil. I pray for you every night. Okay, countdown 4 minutes, Gil.
Okay. Okay. So again, this is Blog Talk Radio of Mad Dad Production. And we're at 1-347-215-9262. And we're asking all those that have anything that you might want to share with us from this beginning of the year and about different revolutions that you decide that you want to change, some different changes that you might want to bring about into your life. You might want to just have a shout-out to somebody. Or you might have an organization that's getting ready to lay up here and start something new this year. You want the community to know about it. We want everybody to know that this is a worldwide broadcast that fires like the United States. So now we haven't got that deep, but we are all around the world. But we're all throughout the United States. This is available to anybody, any community, any organization, any non-for-profit, anybody who have anything related to the reconstruction periods that we're going through right now. If you got some type of key that might let me open up the door to some type of knowledge or some type of a resource or some type of information that's going to lay up here and make life better for our people or your community, hey, we're Blog Talk Radio, and we're at 1-347-215-9262, and we would love to let you share that information with not only us, but without the communities, the impoverished communities throughout the United States of America. So again, we have a meeting today at from 5 to 7 is our support group that we do every week, and we have free daycare with professional daycare providers that will take care of your children while you lay up here and do what you need to do in order to lay up and bring some information of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to yourself, to the situation that you're going through. We have parenting classes that we have every Thursday, again, from 5 to 7. And we have experienced and well-versed facilitators, Mr. Jack Strada, Mr. John Turnham Seed, Mr. V.J. Smith. And these men are experts in the various parts of ghetto experiences, you know, people who are living through transitional housing, living through marital abuse, relationship abuse, child abuse, any form of dysfunctionality that might be causing you stress in this new 2012. We want you to come and be a part of the program, man. You know, I mean, sometime, man, you know, like you just got to get up, man, and just get up off the couch, get up off that bed, man, you know, and just try something new. You know, just give yourself the opportunity, give your family the opportunity to lay up here and look out of a different window. You know what I'm saying? See your situation out of somebody else's eyes, you know? So, again, we're asking you to call us in at Blog Talk Radio. We're at 1-347-215-9262, and we'll be here every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I really enjoyed all the people that called in today. I want to, you know, just extend a universal blessing to everybody within our hearing range. We want to lay up here and say that we want the Lord to lay up here and do marvelous and wonderful and magnificent things in your life. You know, like our brother Jerome said, man, it don't take nothing but a piece of faith, man. You know, and you don't have to have a relationship. with an individual in order to lay up and help that individual. So shake a hand, make a friend, you know, and just be nice to somebody today. Say something encouraging to somebody today. You know, say I love you to your kids. Go home and kiss your wife and tell her how much you love her. You know, so again, this has been a Mad Dad broadcast, and we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.